there's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is The Bird Show.
Celebrity softball game, Saturday, June 26th, baby. All right, this is a big deal, y'all.
Yes.
The Atlanta Braves are having a celebrity softball game inside their Major League Stadium.
OMG.
Mm-hmm. Turner
awesome.
Field. Turner cool. Field. The game is June 26th, and we have all officially now been invited to play in the game.
That's cool. Yeah, that's really cool.
Stoked. Stoked. Everybody confirmed to play?
I'm actually not here that weekend, so I can't.
Oh, no.
Dude, how do you miss that? How do you turn that down?
I've spent a lot of freaking time at Turner Field.
Well, no disrespect. Jeff didn't play it like, I wouldn't say you're an athlete. So, like, playing on the field, like, in a game, not a huge deal for you.
Yeah, I humiliated myself trying to throw a ball from center field to the other part of center field.
Jeff used to be the between-inning announcer for the Braves, so he spent a lot of time at that stadium. So, it's not as big a deal for him.
How many seasons were you there?
17,000.
Oh, okay.
a lot
time.
Of games. But I mean, this could be a once in a lifetime opportunity. This is not just some random celebrity softball game that's played in some random field. I mean, the bigness of this thing, I think, for the rest of us, you guys on board?
It's pretty cool.
Melissa, you're kind of quiet.
Well, I'm the only lesbian in the world that cannot play softball. And I'm actually doing something with the Braves the week before, so I don't know if I'm confirmed for that game or not.
What?
But you can be
you get a personalized jersey.
Yeah,
too.
They said you can be a manager.
Okay. You could be on the.
It's lost pressure.
On
yeah.
Hold on, Melissa.
I am way in.
Jen and I
so
are softball players, baseball
play.
We
yeah.
play.
Yeah, I played softball I've all growing played. Up, and then in the adult leagues where you hit the ball and then run to first with a beer in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
One of those leagues.
Wendy.
No, I've never played. I can't even throw a paper wad, but I still want to play.
You're gonna go anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
nice.
There's just the bigness of. I mean, we're it's as cool. a baseball fan, and as somebody that enjoys playing baseball and softball. You get the opportunity to play inside a major league stadium. I mean, that's been my dream my whole life. I mean, growing up playing baseball, I was lucky enough to play 2 years of semi-pro baseball. And the dream is always what it would be like to play in front of 40,000 people.
But you're going to be a manager, right? Because you got your knee and everything, right?
Well, we got to talk about that. So, I mean, that's the dream right there. So,
yeah, it's going to be such a cool opportunity.
For you new Burt Show listeners, I had a minor operation on my knee.
Oh,
come on.
Wow. Which caused you to miss the show for 14 weeks straight.
What?
I'm kidding.
Did it feel like 14
three.
Weeks? That's sweet.
Three.
Did it feel like three? That's sweet.
It was three.
It was three.
It was.
I was not out for 3 weeks on the show.
How long were you out then?
First of all, I started coming in like at 9 and then 8 and then 7, but I wasn't gone from the show for 3 weeks.
It was major surgery is all we're trying to say.
It was
major.
A week. It was a week.
No,
It was two weeks.
Tracy, break out the schedule.
Yes, it was 2 weeks.
It was 2 weeks.
I don't remember, but I want you to tell new Burt Show listeners what surgery minor that you had.
It's a slight tear of the ACL.
And
a slight tear of the meniscus.
The meniscus was ripped in two.
Slight tear.
Oh.
I mean, you had major surgery.
Lady.
That's what we're, I mean,
dude,
the day's out.
Your knee
matter.
Was reconstructed.
It wasn't reconstructed.
Dude.
It was major.
You
ripped
the
ACL from my femur, and the meniscus was torn into playing soccer.
But I mean, it's minor.
No big deal.
But it's healing well.
It'll happen.
That's good. How long were you on crutches following that minor surgery?
6 weeks. And I'm still not walking right. So I am not game ready today.
So that's what I'm saying is like you're
going
to be a manager at
the
that game,
The game's
right?
in 2 weeks,
today.
Isn't it?
Well, June the 10th.
Here's where the controversy comes in is that Stacy, my wife, is pretty much saying you're not playing in the game. She's pretty much drawn a line in the sand. And we don't have that kind of relationship. I don't tell her what to do. She doesn't tell me what to do. But she has made it perfectly clear that if something happens to my knee in that game, that she is not available to help me afterwards.
Which I think, I mean, is that not fair though?
See if I can get her on.
Is that not fair as a caretaker? If you've nursed somebody back to health and then they do something that could be dangerous and re-injure themselves, is it not fair to say,
I think that's very fair.
I'm just saying.
Volunteer to do something that could injure them.
I am not committing to the game. But I have a group of people that are working on the leg every day. I've got my physical therapist. I've got my doctor. Mm-hmm. They're not quite seeing eye to eye on this whole thing.
Oh.
But the the date is June 26th, and today is, what do we have today?
The 10th.
Today is the 10th.
It's 2 weeks. Mm-hmm.
I got two more weeks. And also keep in mind, in these celebrity softball games, you're not out there for six or seven innings. You're out there for three outs. You get like one at bat. You don't have to go 100% full out.
But you always do because you're competitive.
But not if I have a knee injury.
I mean, come on. When we played those league teams, I mean, Bert and I would play on like these co-ed teams and like, it's just fun. You're at Piedmont Park and you're running around and you're having a good time. But we're both competitive. And Bert would be so competitive. I mean, he would like play shortstop and like jump and dive for the ball. Like coming into third, if it was going to be a close out, he would slide. Like wearing shorts, he would slide into third base. So
if you're going to play, play to win.
Exactly. So there's no way that you're going to be like, able to turn that off. You can't turn that competitive streak off.
Yes, you can.
No way.
In a celebrity softball game, you can.
You didn't last year.
For which game?
When we played in the fall. The Brian McCann Rally Foundation event? With Andrew Jones.
Yeah, but that wasn't going crazy or anything. It was a routine double play. I didn't go nuts. I didn't dive or anything.
With Andrew Jones. It's routine double play.
Well, he was playing short at the time. I don't have any control over that. I don't even know, seriously, I don't think my wife will pick up the phone here.
Because
every
time she's
mad.
Every time we talk about it, she shuts down. She shuts down. And it would probably be the better option for me if she didn't.
How long was the recovery?
I'm still recovering. I'm not going to lie. I'm still, I still don't walk.
And the only reason
correctly.
I'm bringing this up is because if Stacey does not answer the phone, she nursed you to health.
Please enjoy
through
the
that.
Music while your party
mm-hmm.
is
sure.
This.
Oh, hi, baby.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
We're on the radio right now.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Stacey.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, the official invitation came up for all of us to play in this celebrity softball game on June 26th. Oh, you and I have been talking about this a little bit.
Really? Are you... Okay.
Don't cuss on the radio, Stacey.
No, we get to lie.
So we're just debating it back and forth, and it appears that everybody has turned the corner here. Like, everybody's like, go ahead, play the game.
No.
Oh, come on.
You know what? No. I am not going to get on Stacey's bad side. She will kick my ass. I was trying to talk about how you, as the caretaker for Bert, through, you know, nursing him through back to health, how you might have a problem with him volunteering to possibly re-injure his knee.
Yeah, I mean, somehow this came up again. When did this happen? Was it last night it came up again, Ben?
It might have, because the invitation just came in like 48 hours ago, the official one.
Yeah, I think we talked about it at dinner last night, and yeah, we did. And I said, I mean, I've just resolved myself to, if you do this, then if you hurt yourself, you can figure out how you're going to take care of yourself, because I'm not doing it. I'm not helping you. I'm not getting your ice. I'm not helping you up the stairs. I'm not getting you food. I'm not doing anything. You do this. You go ahead and figure out how you can get yourself taken care of. And, of course, you know, he had his little smart comment back, and I'm like, well, that's fine. You do what you need to do there, buddy. If you hurt yourself, I'm not here anyway. I'm at the beach.
Yeah.
So you're basically screwed.
My whole my family takes off for the beach every summer, and I fly in, and I see them on weekends. So they're not even around. So now if I can get my physical therapist to sit down and sign off on this with you, does that change anything at all?
Well, I mean, he knows me pretty well. So if he wants to take that risk, that's fine. I don't know if I would want to do that, but if he wants to go ahead and, you know, go against me on this, that's okay. He can make that choice.
Go against me. Let me try to draw an analogy for you, because you love dancing, and when you were younger, you grew up wanting to be a professional dancer, okay? If the opportunity at your age to dance, what's the biggest dancing place in the world?
Dancing with the Stars.
I'm not helping you.
Dancing with the Stars.
What's the biggest dancing venue that would be the most impressive?
Dance World.
Broadway.
So you think you can dance?
I mean, if the opportunity for you to be on national television to dance in front of the whole country and be trained by a professional came up, even if you had an injury that you were recovering from, wouldn't you take a chance on that?
It would depend on the injury. If I had just been through an injury like you had been through, I wouldn't take that chance. I would know that it was my time was up and that I needed to move on.
My time was up?
Grow up.
I'm not dying.
Your knees are basically dead.
My knees are not dead. First of all, you guys are way over the top. I was out 3 weeks. My knees are dead. You guys are over the top.
Well, I did look it up.
Oh, no.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
So you had the surgery on a Thursday afternoon.
Yes.
And you were out Friday.
Yes.
And then the next week, the last 2 days of the next week, you hobbled in here in the 9 o'clock hour.
Okay, so it was 4 or 5 days.
For that whole week. And then the week after that, you never made it in once before 8. Then after that, you started coming in around 6.
So I don't get any credit for coming in at 8?
Well, no, I think
that's... coming in at 9 or staying for the meetings?
I think not.
Is that
what
you're saying?
No, I think that's cool. I'm just saying if we're
so I was here 1 week after the surgery. In
at,
studio 1 week after
at
the surgery.
9 o'clock, high as a kite.
I'm still here. I don't get credit for that?
No. Dude, you never miss work. You never miss work.
No,
never.
These guys said I missed 3 weeks.
That's what I'm saying. It was so bad that you had to miss that much work. You never miss work. Like, you will go on your deathbed because you don't miss work. And you had to go, you couldn't go to work.
I couldn't because I was so drugged up. But I did.
You were in so much pain.
It's the same thing. It's like
we're all just trying to prove to you how major of surgery it is.
We're not saying you're a slacker, you missed work. We're saying that you had your leg cut off and reattached.
Exactly.
That's kind of a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
It's so funny this came up because yesterday one of my best friends had surgery, and her surgeon had to fuss at her about going too fast too soon after surgery and not letting herself heal. And Katie and I had the conversation because I had broke my, ankle a few months ago, and Katie made the comment, look, if you did anything to purposely break that ankle again, mm-hmm. she said, I might break up with you. And
my best friend's girlfriend
is this, it's like from the caretaker's point of view, I'm just saying, it's like I could see where she's like, I don't want to go through that again with it being something you chose to do.
So what I'm getting out of this whole thing is if I play in this tournament and I jack up my knee again, then Katie Jo is breaking up with you.
That is correct, and she'll come take care of you.
Okay. All right, honey, I'll talk to you later.
If you want to play the first or the third base coach, I guess intern Brandon could teach you some signs.
You know what Bert's going to do? Bert's going to agree to manage the team. And so he'll manage you guys, and then he'll intentionally get himself thrown out so that somebody has to wear the morph suit the next day.
This is The Bert Show.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora Jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed metals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you. From beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at Pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There's a fire inside you can't ignore. Stand still? Not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we are here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.